This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deb, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hey, John, how are you?
Oh, Deb Lucia, yes, fine, thank you. How are you? Hey, we've got, I'm glad you called, actually. We've got the filing deadline, noon tomorrow, correct?
Correct. For any position in the state of Kansas.
Well, I'm sure, for you, I'm sure one of the big things that you're no doubt focused on is trying to get folks to sign up as precinct committee men and women. I know my wife and I, we've got ours, we're filed, we're ready to go. But they can still do that if they want to. They go to the Secretary of State's website, they download the form, then they just have to get it notarized and get it down to the, or they could go down there. I suppose the office could do it, couldn't they?
Correct. If they just go, so you have tomorrow. So for the Sedgwick County Precinct Committee Man and Committee Woman, there are 303 precincts in Sedgwick County. And we would love to have all those filled. That would be 606 people. But right now we have about 180 people have currently filed. So there's a lot of openings. And the more people that file, the better it is for the Republican Party. If you go to the election office tomorrow, they can also notarize down there, and they have the forms right there, too.
Oh, that's
so you could download it, yep, and get it notarized, or you could just go down to the election office, which is on the corner of Central, Main, and Market Street. It's the courthouse. You just go down to the county building down there, and it's in the first floor, the election office, and you just go in there and file right there.
That's the old courthouse, right?
Correct.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Courthouse.
Yep, I've been down there many times to file for myself, and not only when I ran for the House, but to file, you know, just because we've been, my wife and I have been precinct committee people for, gosh, it seems like decades now. But that's, you know, that's really the fundamental way to get started if you want to get involved in public service or get involved in the party is at the precinct level. And when candidates want to get really involved in a campaign, that's who they call first is their precinct committee people. And help them get to, you know, hold meet and greets in their neighborhood, get to know their neighbors. They usually go to their precinct people first, and it's really a great way to get involved in the party.
It is, and it's a really important role, too. So, for example, last year we had a special election.
Yep.
For whenever there's special elections for representatives or senators, state representatives, state senators, or county people, if it's a partisan race. So anything that's on the right now, anything you can file for right now, commissioner, those types of things, the precinct people select. If somebody resigns, something happens, they have to resign. The precinct people are the ones that elect the next person.
Yep.
And so it's a very important position. And we have, like I said, we've got lots of openings. And the precinct people are voted for. On the other thing that's important to remember is they're voted on in the primary. So they get voted on in August, and then that's when your election is. So we need people, though, to still file. There's still lots of openings. You can go down to the election office tomorrow and get it done.
We're talking with Deb Lucia, who's the chair of Sedgwick County Republican Party. Deb, I've got to ask you about something that you know, well, there are certain races I try to get involved in. I tend to avoid primaries, especially unnecessary ones, which is why I'm back on the air. But you know, then there are races that I do get involved with, and in particular, ones where we've got solid conservatives running against Democrats. And I'm really starting to get annoyed with what's going on in the South Sedgwick County area with the county commission race. It's been annoying me for a while the way we have a Democrat in Sarah Lopez and a solid Republican in Jeff Blubaugh running against her. And you know my frustration with David Dennis and his continued public support, endorsements, and fundraising for Sarah Lopez. That you and I have had that conversation. I wish there was something we could do about it. There's really nothing we can do about it other than just absolutely shun David Dennis. But now you've got this most recent one at the Sundowner Parade on Friday for the 2024 Wichita River Fest. Lopez was there in her campaign T-shirts. And as anyone knows, the Wichita River Fest does not allow campaigning, and yet there she was walking in the parade with a whole bunch of folks decked out in campaign T-shirts. It's a clear violation of the parade's policy on Wichita Festival's policy. I think it's an election violation. It's certainly, I mean, I just don't understand how she keeps getting away with this stuff.
Well, it's good for you to call it out so that people know. In that particular race, Jeff Blubaugh is a solid Republican conservative, and that is who we need to elect. And I don't know why other people who say they're Republican would be supporting somebody else. I don't know that, but I don't know why, because Jeff is a very good person. He's what we need. We need another conservative on the county commission.
Right.
We need somebody that's going to not raise taxes.
Thank you.
Ask the hard questions. And that's what we get. Some people on the county commission that are very nice, and but being nice doesn't get the job done all the time. You need people that can stand up and say, look, this is hard. This is difficult. I'm going to take the difficult stand and say no. And that's what we need, people that can say no. There are some people that just always say yes, and people are like, oh, how wonderful they are because they're saying yes, but they're not doing us any good.
Well, nice has caused my property taxes to go up 18%. I mean, nice isn't getting the job done. And you're right. I know there are tough decisions, but you cannot tell me that they're not areas to cut. Now, there may be cuts that might be a little painful, but that's your job. That's why we're paying you over $100,000 a year. And frankly, when you've got retirees that are in risk of losing their homes because you can't make a budget cut, that's unacceptable. And when you've got quote-unquote Republicans like David Dennis, who are out there publicly fundraising for liberals who are on the short list to be the next Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor, it is completely unacceptable. And I think we do need to call it out, and we need to call out any quote unquote Republican that stands up with her.
I agree. It's sad that it has happened, but all we can do is just make people aware that Jeff Blubaugh is the guy that we need him. We need Jeff Blubaugh to win. If you're in his district, County Commission, District 2. You have to stand up for Blubaugh. And anybody listening, volunteer to walk for him.
Yep.
He needs help. He needs all of our help. But we have to tell everybody, Jeff's a solid guy. He's a good guy for that particular seat. And of the candidates that we have, he's the best choice if you're a conservative.
Yep, I agree. Well, Deb, I appreciate you. You know I support you guys. I want to see the Sedgwick County Republican Party succeed. We have to have it succeed. You're the one standing up against the Democrats down here, holding one of the last large, I mean, we're the bastion. we're the buckle of the red belt down here that's holding on, especially with JoCo turning blue. If folks want to get involved, if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate, if they want to get activated, what's the best way for them to reach out to the party?
They can either send an email directly to SCRP, which is Sedgwick County Republican Party, SCRP Chairman at gmail.com, or they can go to our website, which is sedgwick.gop, and there's volunteer sheets. You know, just sign up there, sign up for our emails, send us an email. That's the easiest way, and we check those every day.
And, of course, the third Thursday of every month, we have the monthly meeting, and they can come to that as well.
Correct.
Perfect.
Yes, the third Thursday, yep.
Deb,
third Thursday of every month at WABA.
Thank you again, and just keep carrying on the fight.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Nice to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.